Chapter 7. A Visit from Poole. After Lanyon's death, Utterson often thought of his friend, Henry Jekyll, but rarely went to visit him. When he did go, Jekyll didn't let him enter.
"The doctor stays in his room above the laboratory most of the time," Poole told Mr. Utterson. "Sometimes he even sleeps there. He doesn't do anything. He just sits quietly in his chair. Something is worrying him, I'm sure."
One Sunday, on their weekly walk, Utterson and Enfield passed the dirty old door again.
"Well, that story is finished," said Mr. Enfield. "We will never see Mr. Hyde again."
"I hope you're right," said Mr. Utterson. "Did I tell you that I saw him once? I agree with you. Hyde looks really evil. Let's go into the courtyard. I am worried about Jekyll. Perhaps talking to a friend, even a friend who is standing outside, will help him a little."
One of the windows was open, and Dr. Jekyll sat next to it looking very sad.
"Jekyll," called Mr. Utterson, "I hope you are feeling better."
"No. I am very ill," answered Dr. Jekyll, "but it will not last long." "You stay inside too much," said Mr. Utterson. "This is my friend, Mr. Enfield. Come with us for a short walk."
"You are very kind," answered Dr. Jekyll, "but it is impossible. I'm very happy to see you, but I can't invite you in because the place is very dirty."
"Then the best thing to do is to stay here and talk to you," said Mr. Utterson.
"That's a good idea," said Dr. Jekyll with a smile.
But suddenly an expression of terror appeared on his face, and he closed the window quickly. Mr. Utterson and Mr. Enfield turned and left the courtyard in silence. They, too, were terrified. One evening after dinner, Mr. Utterson was sitting in a chair in front of the fire when Poole suddenly arrived.
"Poole, why are you here?" Mr. Utterson asked, surprised. "You seem nervous. Is anything wrong? Is the doctor ill?"
"Yes, sir," Poole answered. "Something is very wrong."
"Sit down," Utterson said. "Here's a glass of water for you. Now, tell me what has happened."
"You know the doctor's habits, sir," Poole began, "and how he passes a lot of time locked in his room above the laboratory. Well, he's there now, and I don't like it. I'm frightened, sir."
"What are you frightened of?" Utterson asked.
Poole didn't answer. He sat there, looking at a corner of the room. He didn't look at Utterson, and he didn't drink the water.
"Poole," said Mr. Utterson, "please try to explain."
I think that there has been a crime," Poole finally said.
"A crime?" shouted Utterson, now frightened too. "What do you mean?"
"I can't tell you, sir," answered Poole. "But please come with me, and you will see what I mean."
Utterson stood up and took his hat and coat. It was a cold, windy night, and not many people were outside as Poole and Utterson walked quickly through the streets. When they arrived at Dr. Jekyll's front door, Poole stopped. His face was white, and he was trembling. He knocked quietly on the door, and a voice from inside said,
"Is that you, Poole?"
"Yes, it's all right," said Poole. "Open the door."
They went into the house, and Utterson was surprised to see all the servants in the hall.
"Why are you all here?" he asked, irritated. "This is very irregular. Your master would be very angry if he knew."
"They're frightened," said Poole.
Poole took a candle and went with Mr. Utterson to Dr. Jekyll's laboratory on the other side of the courtyard.
"Be very quiet," Poole said. "Dr. Jekyll must not know that you're here at the laboratory."
The two men got to the bottom of the stairs.
"Stay here and listen," said Poole.
He went upstairs and knocked nervously on the door.
"Mr. Utterson wants to see you, sir," he shouted.
A voice from inside answered.
"Tell him that I can't see anyone."
"Thank you, sir," said Poole.
There was triumph in his voice. Then he and Utterson returned to the house.
"Was that my master's voice?" Poole asked.
Utterson's face was very pale. "No, the voice was very different," he said.
"I agree," said Poole. "I began to work here 20 years ago. I know my master's voice very well, and that was not his voice. 8 days ago, we heard a terrible scream in his room. I think that my master is dead, and that someone else is now in his room. Who is it? Why is he staying there? What's happening?"